Welcome to the Political Cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist radio program. And here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the third and now final hour of the Political Cesspool radio program. Busy evening tonight, high energy affair here in the Political Cesspool, January. Whoa, I'm 7 months off. I said January. I meant July. They both got a J. Saturday night, July 10th. I know what day it is. I'm here. I'm alive, and we're live on the air. AM 1380 WLRN Radio, Memphis, Tennessee. AM/FM affiliate stations of the Liberty News Radio Network. We are simulcasting at thepoliticalcesspool.org and libertynewsradio.com. We have covered a lot of ground tonight. Keith Alexander during the first hour, and then the second hour with Don Wassell. If you missed either of those 2 hours and all of the topics that they encompassed, I encourage you to go to our website, thepoliticalcesspool.org, and access our broadcast archives on demand, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. A treasure trove of shows past, and this show will be available immediately upon its conclusion tonight for you to listen to again or listen to later. I guess if you're not listening to us right now, you're going to have to listen to it later. Nevertheless, Eddie the Bobbiter Miller is co-hosting with me this third hour. Eddie, how are you?
Well, I couldn't be doing better, James. As a matter of fact, I'm just hoping I'm not snake bit again. You know, we solidified our appointment with the sheriff again this past week. As a matter of fact, you know, the sheriff got called out to emergency last week.
Yeah, tell everybody what happened last week that prevented his appearance during last week's third hour.
Well, I'm going to tell you something that you'll never, ever hear, even in the regional media or especially the national media. You know, the sheriffs and the police and the citizens on the southern border are always getting a bad rap. They pictured that, you know, people like the Minutemen and the sheriffs and the sheriff's deputies are always going out and shooting these hapless little innocent invaders from the South. Well, as a matter of fact, there's a big politician this week insulted the Minutemen and asked them, you know, can we raise some money to buy you some more guns, some more firearms, so you can go and shoot some more hapless individuals? Well, this is what you'll never hear about. I talked to the sheriff himself, and he told me that he got called out. What happened was his chief deputy had the week off. He had to go to his parents' anniversary. I don't know if it's 30th or 40th wedding anniversary. He was, you know, he was given some time off. Normally, the chief deputy would have responded to the emergency. They had an emergency on the border. They were called out in the same area where one of his deputies was ambushed by seven illegals in the last couple of weeks. And there were nine illegals out there, and they were nearly to the point of death from dehydration. Because people, you know, it's very hot out there in the Arizona desert, and they were screaming for help. They voluntarily turned themselves in, and the sheriff, you know, he rescued them, and they took them in. And what they have to, this is what they do to the illegals, basically. They give them a shower, they feed them, and they take them back to the border. That's what the sheriff has said. And, you know, the American government does nothing whatsoever, not the federal government. And that's why he was detained last week. But he called the radio station, as you know, James, last week after the program was over. You can verify for that. And he called my house about 9:05, 5 minutes after the show was over. We talked for quite some time. And he was really sorry he couldn't come on. I have no earthly idea why he's not on now.
Now, he actually called in to the radio program last week at about 8:57 Central Time, about a minute before we go off the air. Of course, by then it was too late, but he was detained with that emergency call, as Eddie just mentioned. That's why he wasn't on with us last week. I guess God only knows what's going on right now. But unlike last week where we had a meandering hour in lieu of the sheriff, we've got some hot topics on hand tonight, should he be detained for a great period of time. But, Eddie, you've had a great number of conversations with him.
Yes, I have. Let me tell you one other thing.
Conversations this week.
People probably don't know about this, but there has been, well publicized, a sanctioned hit put out on the sheriff by the Mexican drug cartel. And, we're talking about, like I said this last week, the Mexican drug cartels and the coyotes running the slaves and the druggies and the drugs into this country, they're coming 80 and 100 miles into this country and just stumping their nose at the sheriffs. And the federal government refuses to do anything about it. And not only that, James, Obama just recently, the past week, has announced that he is going to sue the state of Arizona.
That's right. That's right.
And you know what he's doing? The guy has committed, that is an act of treason, James. He has sided with
suing the state of Arizona and their lawfully enacted legislation, which seeks to secure their citizens from the dangers of illegal immigration. Obama is suing that state for passing that law and siding with the illegal aliens.
Because they had the president, what's his name, Carzican? They had him in the Congress, and the Mexican president got a standing ovation when he was bitching about the horrible way that his citizens are being treated, you know, that are coming up here invading our country from Mexico. Meanwhile, we have a sheriff down here. All he's trying to do is enforce the law. He's one of the few sheriffs that has the guts to do that. We have sheriffs that get more publicity. We have one going around now. That's and I'm not trying to take anything away from him. I can't remember his name right now. But I'll have to give him his due. The sheriff I'm trying to think about, he was the one that took the 1994 Brady Bill all the way to the Supreme Court that was signed by President Bush, and he beat it. And he beat it. Sheriff Mack, that's what I'm trying to say. Sheriff Mack, real famous from Arizona. But this sheriff here, Babu, you know, he's the only one I know that's had an actual hit put out on him. And listen, the guy is so gutsy, he had declined a security detail because he said Pinal County's, the taxpayers, can't afford, extra money to fund a security detail just for him. And I got another announcement, people. I've gotten invited to come down by the sheriff himself. He invited me to come down, and he's invited me to go along with ride-alongs. And James, and you and Brother Keith know about this, I am offering my sword to defend the sheriff, the people of Pinal County, the people of Arizona, and the people of the United States of America. I'm going to offer my rifle. Arizona is an open carry state. You do not have to have a permit to carry a sidearm. The sheriff has told me, the sheriff's right-hand man, Tim Gaffney, said, bring it on. And strap it on. He said, you can just make it down here. Nothing will happen to you. Now, I haven't got the green light to be deputized because I'm offering my services, if I could talk to the sheriff again, I will gladly be his security detail, at least one man. If the sheriff goes down, the Big E is going to go down with him.
And Eddie, of course, with your military experience, you would be a great candidate for the job. You're offering to do it free of charge as a service to your country, an additional service to your country. I think that is so admirable, and it's so great that this sheriff has the guts not only to stand in fierce defiance against the illegal aliens, but to stand with our program and to stand with fine Americans such as you, Eddie. And I hope that you're able to make that trip down there, because we would have one heck of a live call. I want to talk about, you know, Keith has done segments before in the past that he entitles Behind Enemy Lines. You want to talk about going behind enemy lines? You're standing right there on the American-Mexican border with the sheriff as gutsy as Babo. And you're calling in that night. That will make for one historic political cesspool broadcast.
That's my dream. Hey, that is my goal. I want to go down there. I want to take a camera. I want to make a camcorder. I want to take, be able to, the facilities to be able to broadcast them right down there from the battle zone. That's what my dream. I want to go down there just like, like Ernie Pyle did in the Second World War at the Guadalcanal in Iwo Jima. And, as the mortar rounds are flying over your head, the artillery shells are flying over his head. And, and the AK-47 rounds be coming from the Mexicans. That's what I want to do. If I have to die, and I'm not in any big hurry to die, but I'm not afraid to die because I know, we all have to die sooner or later. And there's a lot worse things than death. It's a lot worse, you know, to live in fear and to live in slavery, and that's coming. If we can't get enough people to stand up and walk the walk, then that's what's coming. And I've told some of my Tea Party buddies and Campaign for Liberty buddies, and I know they're listening tonight, and some of my other buddies that are in the Patriot Movement. You know, we do a lot of talking. And we do some good, and we're always talking about we got to educate. Well, you know, when is school going to be out, James? I'm saying, you know, I'm not building myself up.
We'll answer that question when we come back. Because we got to take a break. When will school be out? It's a continuing education here on the cesspool. We'll be back with more right after this.
Don't go away. There's more Political Cesspool coming your way right after these messages.
Welcome back. To get on the political cesspool, call us on James's dime, toll free, at 1-866-986-6397. And here's the host of the political cesspool, James Edwards.
The sheriff that you've been talking to, the sheriff who has been scheduled to be our guest for the last 2 weeks, understandably his own duty emergency calls from time to time, his name is Paul Bebeau. Am I pronouncing that right? Paul Bebeau. You can check out more information about him at sheriffpaul.com. Sheriffpaul.com. He's a young guy. Looks a little bit like me, even. And like me, he has been on CNN and many other major television outlets.
I tell you what, he's no shrinking violet. He doesn't pay the racial attacks against him. He doesn't give them any weight whatsoever. And another thing, James, that you and I were talking about on the break, he was originally scheduled for guard. He's a major in the Army National Guard. He's been to Iraq on at least one tour of duty. I don't know if he's done more, but I know he's been to Iraq on one tour of duty. But he told his chief, his right-hand man, Tim Gaffney, who's the retired motorcycle cop. He's retired medically. He's still a young guy, but, you know, he had one wreck too many. And he told him that he was going to be able to get out of that. But here's another thing. I found out just within the last 48 hours, they had a top security meeting with Sheriff Bebeau and the sheriffs of Cochise County, because if it's my understanding, I believe there's a hit out on the sheriff of Cochise County. Don't remember his name, but he's right there on the border. And it's gotten that serious. I mean, it's really, I couldn't imagine being a sheriff. I think a lot of sheriffs, James, probably 95% of the sheriffs in the United States would probably just resign and leave if it was getting that hot. I have no idea why he's not on, but I guess with our radio show and the giant scheme of things, if he's, if he can't get out of his guard duty drill, you know, I've been in the National Guard before, I've been in the regular Army. And things come up. I was never an officer, but maybe something like that's happened. Maybe he's in another emergency. I have no idea. But apologize for all the listeners, James. I want to give my deepest apology. But I can guarantee you people, there's nobody on the face of the earth more disappointed than I am myself, because I've been looking forward to this interviewing this man. I would say of all the people we've interviewed on this radio station, I would say the only people that came close to get me excited would be Dr. David Duke. And that's how I place this man up. I mean, he's got the guts of a lion.
Well, I'm reading about him.
Say, James.
Eddie, no, it's not your fault, and it's not his fault. I mean, things happen. This is a live radio program, and as you said, in the grand scheme of things, it pales in comparison to his charge of securing our borders right there, being the sheriff of a county on the Arizona-Mexican border. I encourage everyone to listen, and we will get him on sooner or later, even if we have to record a segment at a time of his choosing during the week and play it on the radio program. And that way, we will let you hear from this man. He's certainly an American hero. I gave out his website, sheriffpaul.com. If you just
there's
do a simple Google...
Before we leave this and go to other topics, James, because I know you got some other hot topics, people can get to me through the political cesspool, and I would like to say if anybody, now you're going to have a clean record. You know, I have a clean, I have a spotless criminal record. I have my handgun carry permit so I can shoot the apple off the Kaiser's head. If you think you could pass the criterion to be a deputy, I'm going to be going down there. And if I can get, if I can get permission to be deputized, I'm sure other people like me can too. And I'm going down there. I'm going to walk the walk. I'm going to guard that sheriff. I'm going to protect the United States of America. We are in more danger now than we have been since, I don't know when, I guess since the war, since Lincoln's war, James. So if people, if there's anybody else who would like to do that, you can get in touch with me because, not just me, but you can go through the sheriff. But I'm going to get all the details on what it's going to take. And I've already been invited to come down there, but I hadn't put that question to him. That's one of the questions I wanted to ask him on the air tonight, if he would allow me to be his personal bodyguard or, you know, just ride shotgun, not just to be an observer, and not just to go down there to do the interview, that's what I want to do. But if anybody wants to, they can get in touch with me.
Well, if people are wondering why Eddie is so taken with this man, with Sheriff Paul, do a simple Google search. Sheriff Paul Babeau, B-A-B-E-U, and you'll know why. I'm reading now a story from Fox News covering this gentleman, and it's the title of it is Arizona Sheriff Gets Death Threats Over New Law, and the story reads, a high-profile Arizona law enforcement officer talking about the man in question here, the man who has been scheduled the last 2 weeks on this show, but due to emergency circumstances has not yet been able to appear, the man working with Eddie the Bombardier Miller, who has been outspoken for his support in the state's controversial new immigration law, is receiving death threats, Fox Phoenix reported late Monday. Some of the threats, and Eddie just mentioned this, against Pinal County Sheriff Paul Babeau were from Mexican mafia and drug cartel members. Outside law enforcement teams brought in to investigate the threats found them credible. Babeau was very outspoken about the need to secure the state's border with Mexico. Despite the threats, he has declined a personal security detail because the county resources were already stretched. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is a man worthy of our support. You can see why Eddie, a true hero and patriot in his own right, being not only a host of the Political Cesspool, but a combat veteran, a combat medic, this man, as much as he needs security, is declining it because he didn't want to put it on the taxpayer. That's why Eddie is offering to volunteer his services as a veteran to this man. What the sheriff said is, I understand this threat, yet I will not run in fear or change my support for SB 1070. That's the Arizona immigration law, and my demands for Obama to secure the border with 3,000 armed soldiers in Arizona and start building the fence again will remain. I am always armed, Sheriff Babeau continues. And as every law enforcement member knows, we always have to be aware of our surroundings and possible threats. And the story concludes by reading that Pinal County, Arizona, is nearly 5,400 square miles, and much of the desert is known as a drug and human trafficking corridor. That is the territory that this man patrols. He needs help, and Eddie is ready to stand with him. And Eddie, I tell you what, I am so proud of you.
Well, thank you, James. I'm really.
Have you read that story yet? Read that story yet?
Yeah, I have heard some of that. But another thing I told the sheriff, because, and I'm not, you know, he's probably 40 IQ points higher than me, James. But I told the sheriff, there's one thing I've learned in life. Outside of just a very small handful of people, you trust no one. And I also told him, you know, like I'm not a lawyer, I advised him to also be on guard against the federal people because he has made many, many enemies in Washington, D.C. He stepped on many toes. He has come out and called Obama everything you can imagine. Even being a major in the United States Army National Guard, he's saying that about his superior officer. Now, he stopped short now. He hasn't called him an out-and-out traitor. But that's another reason I'm so enamored with this sheriff because, I mean, I couldn't imagine calling the president something like that when I was in the Army. I would have been in a stockade quickly, I'm afraid. But The guy, I told him, you know, to beware of the feds, because it would not surprise me one bit if they were to send the CIA men down there and try to rub him out and try to blame him on the Mexican cartel. All, I mean, as if the Mexican drug cartel is not enough anyway to take him out. But, yeah, James, that's my ambition in life right now is to go down there and help this man and to get that eyewitness report. Because, James, the American people need to know this. They need to know what's going on, and the American people only know 1% of how bad it is down there, because you're not going to hear shred of that news.
Got to take a break. You want to hear more about it, go to sheriffpaul.com. That's the sheriff's website. We'll be back.
Don't go away. The Political Cesspool guys will be back right after these messages. Get on the show and express your opinion in the political cesspool. Call us toll free at 1-866-986-6397.
Well, if we can't get Sheriff Paul Bobeau on the air, we're at least going to talk about him, by God. And that's exactly what Eddie and I have been doing this hour. And actually did just get a hold of his deputy. He's going to try to work to get him on here. Don't know exactly if there's an emergency down there, as was the case last week. Could very well be the case again, because as we just learned in reading that report from Fox News, he mans 5,400 square miles of prime drug and human trafficking real estate. And he does it with a force that's stretched very thin, can't even afford personal security detail, even though he's getting death threats from the Mexican mafia. And Eddie, I think we have our man on the phone right now.
All right, son.
Do you want to introduce him?
Okay. This is Sheriff Hone.
Yes. Hey, Eddie. This is Paul Babb. You calling? How are you, my friend?
I'm doing great. We've been building you up, man. I tell you what, we've made you sound, well, actually, we have not lied. We've really, really built you up.
For an hour and a half.
Right on. Well,
we've been treading water, Sheriff. We were telling everybody about the horrible time you've had down there, you know, fighting the drug wars against the Mexican drug cartels and trying to fight Washington, D.C. at the same time. You can't get any help. Now, Obama did, I understand, send you some help in the form of the ACLU to try to sue you.
Yes.
You know, but Sheriff, I'm so glad you came on. I tell you what, you're one of my modern-day heroes, fella. I'm told just about everything I know to talk about you. So I would like to, I've introduced you to the audience. I would like you to come on and tell about some of the things that you think are most important right now, or what's going on with the drug wars down there in Arizona.
Well, literally, just to put it in perspective, our county, Pinal County, is larger than the state of Connecticut. We're over 5,400 square miles. And what we're facing is over 2,000. Could be 2,600 illegals every day, not just one time a week, every day that come through our county. And they're transported in vehicles and trucks and vans. They're on foot. They also help out with the drug smuggling, and that's your ticket in. We'll throw a 60-pound backpack on your back, and we'll have three armed guides bring you up by foot by Mexico. It's a 3 to 5 day hike up through the desert. It's 115 degrees out here. So they're coming up, and now it's not just you have to worry about getting caught by the Border Patrol. It's other competing cartels that will try to steal your drugs or fight to control a drug corridor. And this isn't in Mexico. This is in America. This is in Arizona. And we're 80 miles north of the border, and we have paramilitary squad-sized elements that are heavily armed, oftentimes outgunning our own deputies, three or four of them with AK-47s and handguns. And we got in a shooting, one of our deputies, Deputy Pearl, a real great American stud, also a veteran, and he's out there tracking these guys, called for backup 10 minutes later, because we had backup coming. 10 minutes later, he comes over the hill, and they ambush him from two different directions, shooting in on him, have him in a kill zone, And thank God he was only shot once, and it was a grazing wound, got out of there. But this is what we're facing out here. And then 3 weeks later, we had competing cartels. Two of the drug smugglers were killed by the other cartel. And then we just got information that, if you had heard, a lot of Americans haven't heard this part, 21 people were killed just south in Mexico as a result of that shooting, we believe, because the cartel believed it was another competing cartel that were stealing the drugs and killing the other smugglers. And so they got in a big shootout south of the Arizona border. And now what's happening is we're seeing that there one of these is Los Zetas down in Mexico. And they believe that it was the Sinaloa drug cartel, which works out of Puerto Penasco, which is Rocky Point, which is an American almost resort. A lot of Arizonans go down there for vacation, and it's not a safe place. This is, and the head of that cartel down there, Chapo Guzman, to tell you how corrupt Mexico is, they've had 22,000 people killed by this drug war, by the cartels. They're killing elected leaders. They just assassinated the leading candidate for governor of one of their states 3 weeks ago. They shoot and kill officers and police chiefs in broad daylight if you don't turn a blind eye or if you're not taking a bribe. It's outrageous. They kill judges. They kill newspaper reporters. So this Chapo Guzman was in prison, and he just walked out of prison because who's going to stop him? And this is what's happening now, is that they're bringing their trash from the cartels in Mexico and their violence and lawlessness to America. And we've got to stand up for America and stop this insanity. We've got to secure our border. We've got to deploy 3,000 soldiers just here in Arizona that are armed to go to the border and meet this, what is many are calling, and I see as an invasion into America, because it's just not 100,000 people. We're talking, the Border Patrol says 250,000 they apprehended just last year alone, right here in Arizona. We're not talking all across America. But they said that's just one out of every 2.6. So by their own count, there's 600,000 coming into Arizona, and we don't even know who most of them are.
You know, Sheriff, I don't think 3,000 could do it. I think it'd take an entire division. You know, I'm just, you know, astounded at the numbers that are coming across that state down there and how heavily the armed the people are. And I've even heard reports that the Mexican military comes up miles up into the United States territory and surrounds and actually, I'm talking about Humvees with, you know, 50 caliber machine guns mounted on them, you know, outgunning the sheriffs and taking back, you know, for instance, some sheriff's deputies will pull over some of these coyotes you've spoken of. And,
right.
And they will seize their drugs and, you know, take the illegal aliens to take them to turn them over to the immigration people. And all of a sudden, roaring out of the bush, here comes the Mexican army with the 50s, and they'll tell the sheriff's deputies, "You give us our drugs and our people back, or we're going to kill you."
Have you
experienced any of that?
This is what's crazy. But now, that whole story that I just told you about with the two who were killed, and it resulted in a big gun battle, 21 dead, 6 or 8 of them nearly dead, who were severely wounded. Now, one of the leaders of that cartel spoke with a reporter. Now, get this. Now we have a drug cartel top officer speaking to a reporter in Tucson, the second largest city in Arizona, sits down with him in an interview and tells him that we first believed it was this other cartel, the Sinaloa cartel, but now we don't believe that's the case. We believe it was American vigilantes, and that the sheriff of Pinal County, where my two soldiers were killed, is covering this up.
Oh, whoa.
And we're going to hold him, Sheriff Paul Babiu. They said it right in the paper. This guy's telling the reporter, we're going to hold him personally responsible for this.
That's just, Sheriff, if you remember, I spoke to you last Saturday after the show.
Yeah.
If you remember, and I've told the audience, that's one of the things that I've been deathly afraid of for your safety. I've been deathly afraid the low-life feds will try to set you up. And, I mean, here you are, an American hero, and I'll tell you why it's so important. Sheriff, I want to come down, and I want to do a live report on the border, and preferably during one of these gun battles, and because the people... Sheriff, the people in the United States are not getting this information. The so-called mainstream media, they suppress all the good stuff that people like you do. But they put out all these lies and all this crap about how the sheriffs and the Minutemen are down there gunning down innocent Mexicans. And I told the people just tonight before you came on, you were down there and you and your people single-handedly rescued some Mexicans illegally in the country who were deserted by, the people running them up here, and they were within probably a couple of hours of dying from dehydration.
You're right, and that's why I felt so bad, and I tell you, Eddie, that I was out there. Our deputies rescued. Here were 8 Mexican nationals who were left behind by the coyotes or the guides and left for dead in the middle of nowhere in the desert, and there were 2 adult men, 5 women and 2 children, ages 6 and 11. Now, here they've been walking in 100, 110, 115-degree weather for 3 to 4 days.
My God.
And they ran out of water. They were so desperate that they were drinking their own urine.
My God.
And they got so cramped up, and one of them had a cell phone, and so he finally got in cell range and called 911.
Hey, Sheriff, sorry to interrupt. Eddie, we're going to... Push pause. Got to take a quick commercial break. We're going to come back with this dynamic interview with a true American hero, Sheriff Paul, right after this.
Cesspool guys, we'll be back right after these messages.
We'll return.
Jump in the political cesspool with James and the gang. Call us tonight at 1-866-986-6397. And here's the host of the political cesspool, James Edwards.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, the billing of Sheriff Paul has certainly lived up to everything that Eddie was saying it would. And we are very honored to have him on the program this evening. I got one more segment with Sheriff Paul, and as much as Eddie has been anticipating this interview, I am not going to hinder it with any more talk, turning it right back over to my friend and colleague, Eddie the Bombardier Miller, and our featured guest, Sheriff Paul. Eddie?
Well, I'll tell you what, James Edwards and my other brother, Keith Alexander, have been anticipating this interview as much as me. I was just talking to the sheriff on the break. I've told the audience I've offered my sword, so to speak. I'm saying that on the national radio. That way I can be held to it. I'm not going to try to back out of it, but by me saying on the national radio, I know that people can hold me to it. I would like the sheriff to tell what we could do to support him. I know, if nothing else, I would like to come down and do an interview, to do a live report as the bullets are flying, so to speak. I want to go down there and do a live report from the border, and I want to get this information out to the people across the United States that have been suppressed by the mainstream media. And now, Sheriff, I want to go to you, and I want you to tell us, the people, what they can do for you and what people would like to do if they want to volunteer like the dollar a year man, so to speak, to be a deputy in Pinell County to help you out. So you're back to you, Sheriff Abu.
Well, Eddie, well, first one, you're a great American, and I know you're driven by a sense of passion and purpose that really has helped form this great republic that we're blessed to live in. And that's what it's going to take is men and women across America to see the direction of our country and how it's really we're going down the wrong path. And I think we're just not running or jogging. We're sprinting down the path of socialism. And then here, this threat that is presented against not just Arizona and your fellow Americans who are out here that are living with this, that have a million illegals that are coming in, literally an invasion into Arizona, when 17% of them have a criminal record already in our state, never mind the country they come from. We can't even check their records So this is why we have some of the highest crime rates in all of America here. So to have you come out, I would be honored to welcome you to Pinal County. So you could tell all of your listeners that truly firsthand what's going on, because you can hear about it all day, but it's not real until you can communicate it and convey it to all your loyal listeners around America to show them not just all these people that are coming in, but the trash that they leave. Tons and tons of trash in our desert, in the environment, that the pursuits, you'll probably, because I'll hook you up with one of our squared away deputies in western Pinal County. Just in one of our three patrol regions, we get in two or three pursuits every night where these people try to outrun my deputies and local law enforcement, and they don't pull to the side of the road like when lights and sirens are blaring like all good citizens and wait for the officer to approach the car. They're taking off at high rates of speed, intentionally trying to cause traffic wrecks, running red lights. We've had numerous people killed in these wrecks. All of them, to this point, have been illegals, but they shouldn't even be victims in this. But what about our families that are here, our citizens? And one of my deputies got in a crash because of this, crashed into a canal as they were chasing a fleeing felon and a suspect in a homicide, and he was smuggling drugs. And my deputy and a local officer crashed into a canal. The police car tipped upside down, was underwater. My deputy was underwater and would have drowned if the other officer didn't save him and pull him to safety. That's the kind of stuff that we're facing here in Arizona.
And the people, and I guarantee you, Sheriff, I didn't even know about this. And I consider ourselves pretty sharp and keep on up-to-date, cutting-edge news. But this has been so suppressed. You can't get this news on the that's on the mainstream media. That's why I'm so desperate to come down and
yeah,
let
nobody's reporting it. And then here, we're as a true patriots, these heroes in our communities, the men and women who serve as my deputies, go out there and save lives every day, and they're out there protecting our families. Now, when those eight people called our dispatch asking for help, we didn't ask them if they were citizens. We didn't ask them if they were Hispanic or white or black. We said, we're coming. We're coming to help you. We're coming to save their lives, and that's exactly what we did. I've had a deputy Warren. Yes.
Just like they were illegals. You saved their lives, but you're never going to hear that. You know, all they want to talk about is how bad the sheriffs are. Well, I didn't mean to interrupt, but I'm got excited. Well, Sheriff, before we run out of time, could you tell as fast before we run out of time, what could people do if somebody wants to come down and be?
Yeah, sorry, we need another hour. I'm sorry, I was late.
Okay,
they can call their congressman immediately. Go on the internet, Google their congressman, call their office, and say you need to support Arizona. You need to help Arizona. And to stand up for America and secure the border, defend our country, because literally we're being invaded. And 20% nearly are criminals. The other thing that's going on, I'm the first, and not that it's about politics, but this is what President Obama is doing. He's made it political rather than national security and about public safety. He's undermined the rule of law, and he has intentionally undermined law enforcement. Now, they're even, I'm not up for re-election until 2012, but they're already raising money against me and trying to recruit candidates out here in my county because I'm the first elected Republican since 1875 in this county.
My God.
So we're trying to ramp up on our efforts to be strong, not only to deliver the truth. We used to be a sanctuary county. And they used to let all the illegals go. But when I was elected sheriff and I told the people, that's not going to happen because this is a federal responsibility, but it's our problem. And we need to take care of it. And we're doing that now. So if people go to sheriffpaul.com, which is our website, and you can look at videos, you can look at our messages and the news articles, and you can keep up to date with what's going on in our county and our fight against literally this invasion. And if people choose, if they have $5, $10, $20 and they want to lend help to our campaign and our efforts to be strong and to continue to speak out publicly, we'd love to have their support.
Well, you got it. I'm sure our I'm hoping and praying that some, our listeners will, you know, will come up and walk the walk. Well, let me ask you another question, Sheriff. Would it be feasible for you to put on the internet on your website if someone that did some upstanding patriot would like to come down and be a deputy? Would it be feasible for you to put up the criterion on your website, what they would have to do with the training?
Yeah, they can also, I'll put that up. That's not up there now. But we have a posse. What's great about the sheriff, and it was since our country was formed, we've had sheriffs. And some of these police chiefs that are out there who work for the mayor or city councils of these sanctuary cities, they're just doing whatever their boss tells them to do. The sheriff is directly elected by the people, and that's our charge. I would have been fired months ago for speaking out if I worked for somebody other than the people. So if they go to the website, I'll put that up in this coming week, how they can help too, and how to become, if they were interested in becoming a posse member. The sheriff can also appoint members of the posse, but it's a 380-hour training academy, and when they come out, they have to do 150 hours of a field training with other senior posse members. And they can help, and they help. They're armed, and they wear a uniform, and we don't have enough patrol cars for every single posse member, but when they go out on their shift and they go out and help our deputies, they take traffic wrecks, they transport prisoners, and we're looking to ramp up our efforts and to have more men and women that are out here protecting our families, because we don't have enough.
Well, Sheriff, I'm no, you know,
Eddie, got to break in. We're about to run out of time. This has been absolutely engrossing, incredibly entertaining. While Eddie was interviewing you, Sheriff Paul, I was sitting here emailing out some of our more influential people within our sphere of influence to drum up support for you. I salute you, and I'm very proud to have had you on our radio program tonight. We would like to stay in touch and do whatever we can to assist you in the reclamation of America's destiny, to secure our borders. Ladies and gentlemen, at the very least, go to sheriffpaul.com and see what more you can do. And Eddie, I know you'll be in close contact with the good sheriff, and we'll continue to work together, hopefully, to make America a safer place for its citizens. So, Sheriff, thank you again for your time.
God bless you, Sheriff.
Eddie, it lived up to all of the hype and expectations. You have really scored a great interview, and I only regret that we had but 30 minutes with the sheriff. We're flat out of time tonight, so stay tuned to our website, thepoliticalcesspool.org, for more information as we continue to work with Sheriff Paul. I'm James
Edwards.
Everybody. We'll see you next week, everybody. Good night, and God bless you.
Thanks for joining us tonight in the Political Cesspool. To learn more about us or to make a donation to keep this program on the air, go to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.